There was some significant education news for Arizona parents, teachers, and kids in their classroom yesterday. The State Board of Education adopted new standards for social science, history, and science for the first time in more than a decade. And here to talk about those standards is KJZZ's Mariana Dale. Mariana, hello. So what grabbed the most attention when it came to these standards?
Two things. One was how the science standards referred to evolution. There were a couple instances in which the reference was changed to biological diversity or the theory of evolution. Science teachers were concerned they would have to teach to standards they didn't believe were scientific. And the second is that outgoing Superintendent Diane Douglas tried to do away with the entire multi-year standards review process completely and get the board to adopt standards that were created by a private Christian college in the Midwest.
Well, what was her reasoning for trying to bypass standards Arizona educators and parents had worked on?
During Monday's meeting, she listed a bunch of pretty frightening statistics about underperformance in Arizona schools and everything from reading to math. She called the standards that had been created, in part by the department she actually oversees, vague and incomplete at best and indoctrination at worst.
We cannot, must not continue to fail any portion of that 85% of our students in traditional districts with minimum inadequate standards.
So what did the rest of the board think of these standards?
We don't know their exact thoughts. No one really spoke about it. But when Douglas proposed a vote on these Hillsdale standards, as they're called, she was met with complete silence. The motion failed, and the board adopted the new standards on a 6-4 vote. Board members Jill Broussard, Jared Taylor, Patricia Wellborn joined Superintendent of Public Instruction Diane Douglas in voting no on the standards. Rita Chang was actually not at the meeting when the vote was taken. And Taylor in particular said the board might revisit the standards process in the future, and that he supported the idea of a menu of standards that schools could choose from.
Well, 6-4, that's a pretty close vote.
It is. I don't think anyone on the board was willing to go as so far as to support these other standards Douglas had proposed, but there was certainly some dissatisfaction with the process that was used to create the standards.
So what can parents, teachers, and students expect from the standards that the board actually did adopt?
Between the two subjects, there's more than 150 pages of standards, and it's not exactly light reading, but here's a couple of things that stick out to me. One is that it's important to know that standards are what students are expected to learn at the end of every year. So how they learn it, what books they read, what projects they do in class, whether they make a replica cell out of Jell-O like I did when I was a kid, that's all up to district schools and teachers. One change that's going to be noticeable, though, is that a big unit on Arizona history is now going to be part of third grade standards, not fourth grade.
So, Mariana, last week on the show, we had a conversation about why the Sikh community was advocating so strongly for inclusion as a world religion in the standards. Did that make it in?
Yeah, Sikhism is included as a world religion that can be taught in schools. And the board heard from several members of the Sikh community and the people that supported them during the public comment. Trog Singh Sachdev, he's a freshman at Brophy College Prep, and he says he really likes talking about his faith with his classmates.
I know that they love to talk to me about my faith, because if they didn't, I don't think they would ask so many questions.
He says it would mean a lot to him if the people around him could learn more about his religion, which is shared with an estimated 25 million people around the world.
As fellow citizens, I believe it's our duty to learn about each other so that we're not ignorant to one another's beliefs.
The hope is that with less ignorance, there's going to be less bullying directed at Sikh children and less violence directed at them as they grow up.
So, Mariana, what about the science standards?
Oh, yeah, that's about evolution.
Oh, yeah, that people
cared about. The Arizona Science Teachers Association recommended some tweaks to the standards that they said would make the references to evolution clearer. Superintendent Douglas contends she never advocated for teaching creationism, but did want teachers to be able to evaluate different explanations for different processes like intelligent design. The board did adopt those standards from the science teachers, and those will be part of the standards.
And we should point out Superintendent Douglas, as you referenced, does not have a lot of time left in office.
No, not too long at all. She lost her re-election bid in the primary to Republican Frank Riggs, who faces Democrat and educator Kathy Hoffman. If you want to learn more about those candidates, both have been interviewed on this very program, The Show.
All right. And Mariana, we have to leave it right there. Thank you so much for reporting. That's KJZ's Mariana Dale.
You're welcome.